Now to the misfortunes of another U.S. transportation giant. Late on Friday, General Motors recalled more than 800,000 cars because of faulty ignition switches. Now that's in addition to more than 1.5 million cars that the company recalled last month. Those faulty ignition switches have led to a dozen deaths, as well as multiple investigations into why it took General Motors as long as a decade to tell the public about safety problems. NPR's Sonari Glinton has been covering the story and joins us now. Sonari, thanks very much for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
So how many cars are we talking about and what are they hoping to do?
It's about 2.5 million cars worldwide. And what the problem is these faulty ignition switches where you put the car into the accessory position. You know how when you turn on your car, you can turn it all the way on or halfway on and just the radio is on. Well, the problem with that is that sometimes the car will fall into the accessory position and the airbags won't work if there's a crash. And that's been a tremendous problem, and that's caused this latest recall.
There have been multiple recalls recently. What makes this one different?
Well, it is not very different at all. This recall is for the Chevy Cobalt, the Chevy HHR, the Pontiac G5, the Pontiac Solstice, the Saturn Ion and Sky. Those are all the cars that are involved in the recall. The thing is, the recall was for the cars before 2007. This expansion is for ones after, when the part changed. Now, what happened is that repairmen had been going in and putting the old switches into the new cars. So somewhere out there are about 5,000 cars out of these 800,000 cars that have those old bad switches. And the company is sort of searching around to find which one of those cars has the faulty switches, which means they're going to recall all of them.
Is it cumbersome to recall more than 2 million vehicles to try and find 5,000 faulty cars?
Well, they say they're doing it out of an abundance of caution, and you can sort of, the cynical part would say, with a little bit of PR mixed in, because General Motors has been on the hook for not telling the public about a potential safety problem. And what they're doing is sort of saying, like, hey, guys, we are going to scour the earth. Even if it's 5,000, we're going to recall 2.5 million cars to find as many of these problematic switches as possible. It's partially PR. And, you know, right now, with all these investigations going on, the company could use a little bit of help.
Well, and of course, their GM CEO, Mary Barra, is set to testify before Congress next week. Undoubtedly, this is going to come up.
Yes, it is. I mean, what she's going to be looking to do is separate the old GM from the new GM. And what her job is to sort of say, hey, look, guys, we're handling this in a different way. I'm a new CEO. We have turned a new page. We're a new company. Our cars are better. So forget about those old cars that we don't even make anymore.
And NPR's Sonari Glinton, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.